Now, who doesn't have a memory at the NBC, the Neil Blaisdell Center, the arena, the concert hall, and the exhibition hall named after one of Honolulu's mayors? Mm-hmm. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us this morning as we check on the progress of a much-needed makeover.
Right. It's funny when you think of how old, really, the Neil Blaisdell Center is. But you know what tipped me off into this story was seeing that fantastic Kamehameha III statue coming up in Thomas Square. I mean, this guy is pointing to the future here as he, of course, gestures to the righteousness of the way we conduct ourselves. But across the street, what's going to happen at NBC? Look at this. Been 3 years of planning and study here, Catherine, and they finally come up with a master plan. If you stand at the corner of Ward and King Street, look Diamond Head now, and imagine that the whole campus of the Neil Blaisdell Center goes up 18 feet. That's how it's going to be, by terracing and landscaping. All of the venues are going to connect on the second floor level. They're going to have the ground level all for the services, logistics, and whatnot down there. It's going to be kind of fascinating what they do here on this 22 acres. The concert hall, they said, has good bones, good acoustics. So you know those two wings that are on either side of the outside lanais? They're going to close those in up to the second level. So suddenly there's going to be a two-story lobby as you enter, and then on the sides, it'll be expanded up to the second level where they will now put in elevators, bathrooms, and reception areas. So you can have like a green room atmosphere on the second level of the concert hall. Go out the doors and you'll be on the same level to walk across from the back of the concert hall all the way to the arena on that second level. The parking lot is still going to be on the Diamond Head side, but it's expanding by a lot.
I should hope so.
Right. And you're not going to have to drive to all the way to the end of one side in order to get out on the other side either. They're chopping it in the middle. It's going to go up six stories.
Because we know how that is such a bottleneck when there's a popular show at the exhibit hall or whatever on the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
I know. People have noticed that it gets to be a problem. And talk about a big, big show there. Made in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Okay. They had to break that up between the exhibition hall and the arena. No more in the future. The exhibition hall is going to be expanded by a third, so it'd be 95,000 square feet under that roof, and they're going to get rid of some of those posts that are every 10 feet right now down there. So it's going to be the concert hall raised up, kind of ceiling higher, the exhibition hall expanded, and there are going to be two new venues. The arena used to be used for sporting events a lot more. They're finding out they're not using it as much and that sporting events are not drawing as many people. So they're thinking about a small sports pavilion, about 1,200 seats, for games, volleyball, whatever.
Interesting.
Also, a smaller performance venue so that people who want to perform don't have to rent the entire concert hall. They can also get a smaller, maybe 1,200 approximately square foot venue there as well.
More intimate space.
Exactly, yeah. That you can fill, mm-hmm. you know, and you can do more experimental things in a smaller venue that way. And the city offices will be there. There will also be offices for some of the major arts partners, like perhaps the opera, maybe the symphony, maybe a halau. And they're also planning a hula venue there as well. But the huge changes, gosh, Catherine, they're going to come in the arena. Believe it or not, they love, or they're going to keep the original look of the arena, those scallop, the circle, all of that, but they're going to totally gut the inside.
Well, that's long overdue.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, you know, Guy Ka'ulu Kukui, director of Honolulu's Department of Enterprise Services, he's spearheading this Blaisdell redevelopment. Super excited about what's happening there in the arena because it's going to change what we are able to do in that arena. Technologically, of course, people are doing a lot more than they did in 1964. We've got to get the technology up to the whole thing. But also, it has to do with the seating. Right now, the Blaisdell Arena seats about 8,000 people. But promoters need to adjust for the fact that it's a theater and around. When you put the stage on one side, you cannot sell maybe 2,000 of those tickets because they'll be behind the stage. Going forward, Guy says, the idea is to fix the stage on the Makai side, and then, you know, when you look up in the center of the arena, you see that there's, it actually goes up five stories. Mm-hmm. they're going to move the seats in, set them up amphitheater style, so that when they are done, the arena will still seat about 8,000 people, but you'll be able to sell every ticket. The last row will be a third closer to the stage than it currently is.
And better seats all around.
Yeah, that's exactly what Mr. Ka'ulu Kukui says.
We're trying to get into the market that includes these name acts in their prime. But there's a real simple math that promoters apply to a venue when they determine what kind of act they can book here. And they look at the seats, so they look at the quality of the seats and the quality of the sight lines. It's called scaling the house. Then they know what they can generate from ticket sales, which tells them the size of the act they can book. So our whole purpose of the reconfiguration is to push us into a whole different stratosphere of acts in Hawaii, because the reality is that many acts that choose not to come here don't come here because the promoter can't pay them enough to come here. And we're changing that math by changing the seating.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
He's saying we can actually get a different level of talent in here. That would be pretty exciting. He's got the Seattle Center kind of in mind, you know,
right,
when he thinks about how this is going to work with the rest of the community. And he wants people to be walking and strolling around. They've got ideas for 5 bars and restaurants on that campus. They want people to walk around there. And Mr. Ka'ulu Kukui says he feels responsibility not just to the future, but to all the people who built the current incredible facility we've used for so long.
For folks who are old enough, of a particular vintage, you'll remember that what this replaced was the Civic Auditorium. And that served the community from about the 20s to the 30s. Civic was one facility that did everything. It had concerts, it had roller derby, it had wrestling, it had everything. It was our one venue. And the folks who delivered the Blaisdell for us, then the Honolulu International Center, with the grand name, the Honolulu International Center, right? And replaced it with a 22-acre, multiple facility campus that has served our community 54 years. So imagine, it served us well as our population almost tripled just on Oahu. That shows to me a lot of foresight, a lot of vision. They dreamed something that didn't exist anywhere in Hawaii before they built it here. That's what we're trying to do as we go forward. We're trying to deliver that same level of vision in this project.
Uh-huh. So the request for proposals is going out in November or December. This is going to be a public-private partnership. The private entity will help with the financing up front and also run the facilities after.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I know that money is always the big deal. I know there's been lots of politics back and forth on this. There was a lot of concern when initially they were going to have a developer come in and put up a high rise there. And it was interesting when I did go to the website this week, there were lots of Q&As that dispel a lot of, you know, myths, rumors, bad information that's out there.
ImagineBlaisdell.com, great place to go for more information on this. Of course, the effects on the opera theater, the Honolulu Symphony, the ballet, other, you know, organizations that use that venue, they're scrambling, wondering what to do next. We'll have a report on that. But they're hoping to begin breaking ground on the new Neil Blaisdell complex in 2020.
Okay, we'll see. Thanks, Noe. That was Noe Tanigawa talking about the NBC's overhaul. To find out more, visit HawaiiPublicRadio.org.